You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parshas Metzora, Shabbos HaGadol, dear friends, I find myself in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Shechiyanu, I'm zeichet to be here for Pesach, with my sons and my family, and I'm unable to be at home and say a Shabbos HaGadol drasha this year, but I would like to be yoitza with a relatively short Dvar Torah, a thought that my friends can carry with them on Shabbos HaGadol to their Siddurim. And as I always say, when I have been able to give a Shabbos HaGadol drasha, that the Torah that is said and discussed on Shabbos HaGadol in preparation for the Holy Yontif of Pesach is very significant by the Rabbein Shalom Kiviyachol, and I put forward these thoughts. L'kovid Shabbos HaGadol and Pesach. One of the very famous parts of the Seder, we say, Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosin Torah Le'am Yisrael, Baruch Hu, K'neged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, Echad Chochom, Ve'echad Rosha, Ve'echad Tom, Ve'echad She'eina Yudea Lishal. And a number of the Mefarshei Haggadah focus on the fact that the Haggadah praises the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that K'neged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, the Torah specifically addresses four different categories of Yiddish children, the Chochem, the Rasha, the Tam, and the She'en Yedei Elisha. And it's noteworthy that the Rasha is included. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam does not want to exclude a single Jewish child, even someone, a Rasha, from the Torah in general, and specifically the Torah connected to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does the Rasha say? Rasha mahu oima? Ma havoida zois lachem? What is this avoided to you, lachem v'loi loi? And because he was hoitzias atzmoi min haklal, which is a serious sin, the Rasha is excluding himself by saying, what is this avoided for you? Kofa be'ika, which is a grievous sin. Va'ato hake es shinov. You should, like the old American expression used to be, give him a shot in the teeth, or break his teeth, and say, Bavozeh also Hashem li betzesim Mitzrayim, you Russia said, Lochem, so we answer him, Bavozeh Hashem li, li v'loi loi, ilu hoya shom lohoya nigo. That if he's kofar be'ika, then he would not have been saved and taken out from Mitzrayim. That's the Pasha Pshat. It's very curious what's this Lashon Haka as Shinov. So they bring down from the Alshech HaKadosh that Rosha is Gematria 570 and Shinov, teeth, is Begematria 366. So if you deduct, in a manner of speaking, if you take the teeth out of the Rosha and deduct 366 from 570, you get 204, which happens to be the gematria of Tzadik. Tzadik, Dalet, Yud, Kuf, is 204. So, if you take away the Shino from the Rasha, then you can turn him into a Tzadik. Now, of course, we could give a very long shir, potentially, on what this alludes to, removing the teeth of the Rasha. But the Alshech says, and this is brought down in the Seder HaAruch, actually, which is a wonderful compendium, three volumes. I highly recommend it. He brings down, V'zeu she'amru hake eshinav kolei mahake rishosu shal ha'rosha kidei she'yishor tzadik ba'al take es ha'rosha atzmoi. We're not trying to harm the Rasha. We're trying to turn him into a tzadik. This may be similar to the English expression, taking the fangs out of a snake. But we find that even the early tzaddikim went out of their way and spent time on behalf of Rishoyim to bring them back. And one notable story, which I can't quote in full, but you can look it up, it's in the Kava Yosher Perek Chof Gimel, the famous story which we have often quoted before, of the Ramban and his Talmud Avner. The Talmud Avner went terribly out of where he was supposed to be. Not only did he not become religious, but he converted to a pagan religion, and he came in front of the Ramban on Yom Kippur, and he shechted a chaza, and he roasted it, and he debated with the Ramban how many Yisuri Kores he sinned, And the Ramban, if I remember correctly, said 4, and he said, no, Rebbe, I was over on 5 Isurei Karis. And the Ramban was moided to him that he was right. And then the Ramban said, if you were such a tremendous Talmud Chacham, what made you go off the way? And it's a whole discussion there, we won't go into it. But the Ramban showed him the error of his ways in a way that he was shocked. And he said, can I do tshuva? And the Ramban said, no, but the Ramban, in the end of the story, Hilbo Bitfilo was mispal for him at length, and he was able to achieve a tzas kapora, and he came to the Ramban in a cholam this avner, and he thanked him. So we see that even for someone who goes horribly wrong, Rachmana Litzlan, and this Talmud Avner obviously did, the Ramban strove mightily to try to help him, didn't just walk away. And I want to, because our time is limited, bring down that quote that I mentioned at the beginning of this year from the Baal Shem Tov in Parshas Bereishis, Leitoiv Heyos Odom Levadi Ese Loi Eza Kenegdoi. And he brings down that sometimes we have to understand what Eza Kenegdoi means. And in the middle of this Torah, he says, V'yilmid Schus Al Kulam, that we should try our best to be Malamid Schus on everyone. And the Mekor Mayim Chaim there on that Baal Shem brings down from Rav Gedalia Linitza, who brought down from the Moichiach, the Talmud Muvik of the Baal Shem, that Mashiach will be Malamed Zchus on every Jew, even on Rishayim, Shehem Tzadikim. And then he says in Yiddish, Azei Zenin Gerech, Umachmas, Hazchus, Sheyomid Zchus Aleim, Yachzuru B'tshuva, Va'al Yedei Zehem Nigolim, Ki B'tshuva Nigolim. Again, the Tzadikim strove mightily to get even Rishoyim to become Bali Tshuva. And he says, Tzadik Kotten Oyev Rishoyim Ketanim, but Tzadik Godel Oyev Rishoyim Gidoilim. That small, so to speak, Tzadikim are only capable of loving small Rishoyim, but the big Tzadikim can love even big Rishoyim. And Mashiach, who will be the big Tzadik, Oyev Umalamet Zchus Alfilu Al Rishoyim Gimurim. And in my humility, and this is my own, which I'm about to share, with this maimah, which I just mentioned from the Baal Shem, that we can perhaps understand when we say Volatzion Goyel Ulishove Fesha V'Yankiv, L'Choyra, what does this mean? That the Mashiach will come and he will bring back the sinners of Klal Yisrael. But according to this maimah Baal Shem, that Mashiach will be Malamed Tzchus on the Rishayim and he will get them to be Choyzeh B'tshuva. This casts a very interesting light on this phrase, and if I may add one more personal chiddush to enlarge on the concept of the Al Shech HaKadosh. We are Hakez Shinov, says the Al Shech, to turn the Rosha into a Tzadik, as we saw from the Gematria. There's another way, L'chore, we can do that, and that is to get the Rosha to do Tshuva Me'ahava, because we know that if you do Tshuva Me'ahava, all of the Averis turn to Mitzvahs, Tshuva Me'ira, erases the Averis, but Tshuva Mahava turns the Averis into Mitzvahs. And there is such a story from the Kedushas Levi with a serious Avalian, which is not necessarily a Rasha, but could be, who Reb Levi Yitzchak was trying to be Marzal Lamutiv, to do Tshuva. And when they met, the Rebbe repeatedly and undoubtedly gently told him that I am Mekana you, that I envy you, because if you would do Tshuva Mahava, all of your Averis will become mitzvahs, and you will have more mitzvahs than I, said the Kedushas Levi. Which ultimately happened. And perhaps this is Pshat, the famous maimer of the Chazal, B'mokom she'bali tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim oimdim, that there seems to be something special about a Baal Tshuva which is more than a tzadik, which is enigmatic. How does a Rosh who became a Baal Tshuva become greater than the tzaddik? And the answer is, as we said, because all of his averis become mitzvahs. So, memela, this could also be added to the concept of the Altshech, which we just quoted, that the Baal HaGadah includes the Rasha, and the Rasha is dear to the Rabbeinu Shalala, because we can turn this Rasha into somebody who has milas greater than tzaddikim gemurim. Rabbi said the Seder and Pesach are times that not only we can be Choyzeh B'tshuva ourselves, but we can bring others back. It is a very special time by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was B'mem Tes Shari Tumo. And he took us out even though we were far from perfect. We were not worthy of Kabbalas HaTorah until we underwent a purification process. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev HaSakeitz, he took years off the length that the Golas had to be because he loved us and he afforded us credit even before we did tshuva. So we have to emulate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and love our fellow Jews and try to bring them back and try to be Malamed Zchus on them. And in that Zchus, we will perhaps achieve Kapora for our Averes. And together we'll be Zoicha to Refuas and Yeshuas. For us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael, a good Shabbos and a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.